This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, I have learned that there is a bad boy among us.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
A lawbreaker.
Bad boys.
A troublemaker.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
A wallet chain wearer. I was running out of makers and breakers and things that rhyme with it.
It's Bad Boy Danny. Bad Boy Danny V.
Oh, yeah. Such a bad boy over here.
He's so emo and bad.
That's why I wear black all the time.
That's right.
I'm so bad, yeah.
What happened with the cops?
Well, you know. Driving to Spokane.
Oh, no.
I know. It was just one of those. I was driving, had it on cruise control, cruising. We're almost there. We're an hour and a half away. Thought we're doing good on Saturday morning.
About how long of a drive is that?
It's about 4 hours.
4 hours from you from West Seattle.
Yeah, I think it's four hours.
So you were trying to get it in three?
Apparently, yeah. I didn't even know. Like, we were there. Like, we were literally an hour and a half out. And then, I literally had my car on cruise control, 75 miles an hour, going fine, which, yes, 5 miles over the 70-mile speed limit. So I was like, okay. But then, of course, there's some slow cars. So I speed up to pass them. There was probably about five or six of them. Then all of a sudden, look at my window. I'm like, they can't be us. I'm on cruise control. I'm just passing these guys at a normal rate.
Let me move out of the way for this cop. He's probably on his way to go deal with some real criminals.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I thought.
I always hate that feeling when the times where I'm like, oh, let me get out of the way. And then they move with me. I'm like, oh, yeah. Let me get out of the way some more. Oh, they move with me. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, pull over to the side of the road. And sure enough, cop informs me that apparently I was doing 95 in a 70.
Here's my question. When they come up to you, roll down the window.
Yeah.
Do you know why I pulled you over? What did you say?
He didn't even ask that.
What? He didn't even, that's the fun game.
Did not even ask that. He came over.
A terrible cop.
He came over to the side window, actually, because you can't go to the freeway's there. And so he was like, he knocks on, he's just like, yep, you're being on body, you're, what do you say? My body cam's on, so don't pull anything crazy. I pulled you over because you're doing 95 and a 70. And I was like, okay.
You didn't try to turn on some tears at that point?
No, at that point.
He was already crying.
Yeah, I was like,
going to emo night. He has to get in the mood.
Thank you, Steve. You understand.
I get you.
Yeah, no. And I was like, there's no way. But I was like, I'm sorry. I was on cruise control. I didn't even realize it. And sure enough, he's like, well, you know, you clocked you at 91, but then I was trying to catch up to you. You're going 95, so I'm taking you at 95. And I was like,
so he didn't even give you like a lowered amount.
No.
Oh boy,
sure did not.
So how much is that ticket?
It's $227.
Oh, so now do you get to like? Do you have to go fight that, or are you just going to pay it?
I'm just going to pay it at that point. You know, at first I was pissed. I was like, you know, there's no way I was going 95.
How dare he give me a ticket for going fast when I was going fast?
Right. Pull out, back on, just keep going. And I'm like, and then this time we're going 70. And I was like, you know, this feels really slow. I think I was going 95.
Dude, I'm with you, though. When you have to make those long drives, when I make them to, like, or Portland for my wrestling events, we got a speeding ticket once because we're just kind of having a good time, not paying attention. And, you know, and then there's that. It goes from 70 miles per hour to 60 miles per hour. And I lost track of that.
Yeah.
But cruise control has been my best friend for those long trips because of that. Because otherwise, I look down, I'm like, oh, crap, I'm doing 90?
Yeah.
How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, it was bad. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'll own it. It's fine. And I can go cry about it at emo night. It was fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.